So, Paul, if you'd like to make the introduction, we'll be all set.
I think it's fine. So once again, everyone, welcome to our meeting. Today we have our guest speaker, Lakhan Ali, will present to us about using technology in social network for business marketing. As we work in a humanitarian sector, we also have to explore different industrial as well, how those could benefit our industry. So Lakhan, welcome. Thanks for making your time, please. The floor is yours.
So thank you, Sopa, for inviting me, and thank you everyone for participation. So any question after I finish, then you can drop it. And I hope that I can give a useful input for all of you. And actually today we have another guest speaker, but we could not reach out to him, but I think we can invite him later on, specifically for technical about using social media. So to do networking, you need both online and offline. So I focus today mostly about offline, and for online technology, we need a long session because it's quite technical and it needs like a series of a training for digital network and how to generate lead, how to generate sales from digital. So right now I focus mostly on online, offline networking, how to do network, how to close sale, how to earn trust, how to present yourself when you go to network with normal people, high network people, or any place that you going to do network. So I structure my presentation into why networking and how to do network, where to do network, and tip to do network, do and done. And I will share the tip with everyone because it put in the slide, it's a bit small for you to read after the presentation. I share with support, so can share with everyone. So everyone can see my screen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So why networking? So I think all of you know already, the more high quality network you know is measured by your network also. It's simple. If you know people who has a bigger opportunity in their hand, and if you can get access to them, you can also get those opportunity in your hand as well. And the bigger it is, then you can have many opportunity to build your wealth, to impact others, to build the society. And all network is important. It's not just the high network individual that you want to network. Even the normal people, you can network, but it's just like, if you want to, for example, like me, I'm doing real estate. So I need to get access to people who want to invest, who want to own a house, who want to build their wealth. So I need to access to a different type of group of people. But I also network with many other people as well. So I can get information that I want. For example, if I want to have an information of one institution, I cannot just get to the boss all the time, but I have to access to admin or to HR. But we have to categorize what kind of network that we want to do it, and we want to get the benefit out of that. So I just want to share a good quote from people who are very good and excellent in networking, so that you can catch up their idea and about networking rather than we use a lot of sentences. So the good quote is that your network is your network. So make sure you have a pool of quality people and a network like high individual, medium, and normal people in your database. So whenever you meet people, you have to keep their record in your phone or in your database in Excel file or Google Drive. And better, you also need to have their photo so that you put in your phone number of their profile photo so you can remember their face and their name. And something a little bit about them, like, okay, these people like to drink coffee or like to go to this place, like to play golf. This is a very good tip to remember each individual, and then you can connect with them. So those who like to play golf, for example, then you can talk with them more about golf, what update when you meet them later on. So Yes, maybe you know him, Robert Kiyosaki. He's a very popular author, and he's one of the richest men doing book and investment. So we're talking about the richest people in the world looking for and via networks. Everyone else look for work. Actually, if you have a good network in your database, you can do a lot of things rather than go to apply for a job. Those people who know the owner, they can get job faster. This is the reality. This is the fact. You don't have to go through many steps of interviewing or applying a job. This one, I just want to get give an example. Those who know the boss, those who know the owner of the company, if you can present them well, you can get anything from them easily, job or business opportunity, rather than you have to apply through admin, through HR, through MD. And this is the powerful of networking. And Steve Harvey, he's very famous MC and entrepreneur and actor. So like what I just mentioned, networking can get you into a place, degree can keep grinding. So a lot of people, they have a higher degree, they have a good education, but they are poor in networking. It's very hard for them to access to certain opportunity or even to get a nice job compared to those who have better networking. They have a little bit less education, or maybe they have less experience, but if they know the right people, they can get farther than us and they can get things done faster than us. So this is a very good about networking. And how to do networking? Actually, when you want to do networking, a lot of people go to event, just spread out their business card, but they don't really connect. They don't really build a relationship with people they met. Networking is about friendship building, and networking is about maintaining a relationship with those individuals. You have to build a good connection, deep connection with them. And networking also is about sharing results, sharing a positive outcome. So you learn how to give benefit to them, and you learn how to also take benefit from them. But in a way that it's not like taking for granted. You have to give and take. It's about networking and relationship building. So networking is matter. Like when I go to meet people, when I dealing with people from low end to high end, I always think about how to give like value to that individual, how to build a business or common interest together. I don't want to just go and take from them, but I'm thinking how to build a mature benefit together, a mature friend together, and a maintaining relationship, and not just to go and get it and take it from them all the time. So this is the way we build an effective networking. So networking is more about farming than about hunting. So a lot of people go and hunt people. They don't go to farm their seed. They don't go to plant their seed and plan a long-term relationship, a long-term partnership with that individual. They just want benefit so fast, so quick. Then it's fail in networking, in relationship building. It's not gonna last long if you just want benefit all the time. And Ivan Mensner, he's the founder of Business Network International, and his association is very successful. He has a BNI, and now he launched a Corporate Connect. BNI is more to small and medium enterprise networking institution, but a Corporate Connect is more to corporate and a high net worth individual. And they call him like a father of networking. So he has many ways that we can learn from him how to network, how to enlarge your database of people. So if you might have read his quote, like, first you have to be visible in your community. You have to get there and connect with people, not call net sitting or net eating. It's called networking. You have to work at it. So networking, you have to work at it, not just go and sit on your computer and not meeting people. Networking, you have to really love meeting people. You have to really love build connection with people. People skill, you need that. And be positive when you go and meet people, and just try to get connected with each individual. Individual have their own need, have their own special preference. So you have to go and connect with individual special need and know them deeply before you want to go further with them. So after you meet with them, the key thing is to keep follow up, to keep a good connection with them. Then they remember you, because if talking to high net worth individual, they meet a lot of people. So you have to show yourself, present yourself in a way that, okay, I remember Lagna because she used to sell BMW and she used to help me with this and that, something like that. Then they remember you when you text them. Until now, after I left BMW since 2018, those high ranking people, when I message them, I can still connect with them, because some of them, they were my customers, some they were my prospect, but I also helping them with this and that service. So from time to time, I keep in touch. If I may have opportunity to deal with them, they can still remember me. So you have to find a key thing that to connect with each individual, so they can remember you. So there's where to network. So in Cambodia, there are a lot of network places. So depend on your business purpose, depend on your activity purpose. But for NGO, for business, I think you can network with them broadly. Even though you go to business networking association, they also right now looking to sponsor, looking to do CSO project. So you need to get access to those corporation, to those company, the owner. If you can get connect with them, they can sharing with you more opportunity, and they can refer you to other business owner as well. And since I'm involved with business community right now, the way they think about giving out funding, the way they think about CSO is more open than like 10 years ago. 10 years ago, corporate, they don't commit much to CSO or to help so much. But right now, you see the trending on social media, even though the lotion seller, they also want to use CSO as their branding or their PO, so that people can engage with their brand. Corporation, business, small business, they also, right now the trending is going to the same. So you need to get engaged with those business owners, small, medium, or corporations. Try to get to know them and try to show your NGO activity, your social activity, and sell it to them. They will sponsor you, or if not, they will refer to other friends, because this is the trend. People want to look good on social media. People want to get appreciated that they are having good health. So this place, Cambodia Chamber of Commerce, is representing every business in Cambodia from small to big, and it's chaired by my former boss of Neok Nya Kut Mei. So this group of business people, they meet, I think, yearly or like per year, they meet 2 times. But if you are a member, they also have regular meeting. But for member general networking, they have like 2 times per year or something. And you can meet a lot of the rich people in Cambodia, small and medium. So try to get to know them more, Chamber of Commerce. And BritCham is a British Chamber of Commerce. AmCham is American Chamber of Commerce. Australian Business Association of Cambodia, EuroCham. They are hosting regular networking events. So if you are in Phnom Penh, try to get access to them and join their network. They are represented by company, embassy, sometimes also high-ranking individual in Cambodia, working in the government, and also some business. When there is a good speaker, like for example, H.E. Phun Manat, he joined as a guest speaker, or any high-ranking government officer joined as guest speaker. A lot of high network individual will join also. So you have to look at their topic and who will be the guest speaker and try to join network with them. And they do regularly networking since long time ago. And they support NGO activity and also they support business activity in Cambodia. And business network international BNI, like I mentioned about the founder, Dr. Ivan Mensner. BNI is a very popular business networking in Cambodia right now. They have almost 2,000 members in Cambodia. So they have a chapter in Phnom Penh, in Siem Reap. They also have, I think they have few chapters in Siem Reap, BNI. But BNI is very targeted business, and you have to follow a lot of criteria as a business. You have to join, and then you have to participate. You have to give referral to member. That the BNI is more to referral sale. So you join them because you want to use the member network to refer your product to other business owner. And it represents from small, medium, and big. But the big corporation, mostly they go to corporate connection in Cambodia because they want to separate the small, medium, and big business from BNI and corporate connection. And these two business associations, they are very active and they grow very fast. And you can get to know a lot of good connection people with these two associations. Cambodian Women Entrepreneur Association, CWEA, mostly they focus on building women entrepreneur meeting, socializing, and they also have fun for owner as a woman, business owner as a woman, and also training. And they also have social work. So you can study more about them. And if you want to get access to those associations that I present, then you can ask me and I can refer the member and chairperson or vice president to get to know all of you. And a Young Entrepreneur Association of Cambodia, they are the platform for young people who own a business. So young people, entrepreneurs, they have in Sinuvia, Phnom Penh, Siem Reap, in other province also, they are also quite a good network in Cambodia. And Cambodia Chinese Commerce Association, they represent by construction company, real estate, property, Cambodian owned, Chinese owned, and they have member in Hong Kong, in other country, and they try to associate with other business networking. They try to enlarge their association. And the founder and honorary member, he's the developer from Hong Kong. I know him personally with his wife because we sell his project on Hon Sen Boulevard. They are quite supportive, and the urban village, they support many NGO activity. They also give fund, and I can search more if some of you want to approach them, connect with their staff who in charge of a CSO. And if you want to host event at their place on Hon Sen Boulevard, they can host up to 500 people, 600 people. Some you can ask them for free of charge. And they also have like classroom. If you want to train people or you want to have some seminar in Phnom Penh, I can ask them for a free room, and you can get to know more about this project. And you can also join this association. And Junior Chamber International is JCI. They are also very successful. JCI is based in the US and they have all over the world. And NGO business owner, they also join this JCI to do volunteer project to help a society. They have many chapter like JCI Tua Kok, JCI Mekong, Phnom Penh, and some association or some NGO in Siem Reap, they also join JCI so that they can access to more member or get to know more about them. And you can also collaborate with them. Like some of your activity, if you are want to expand, or if you need fund, you join them and then ask them to participate in your activity and collaboration with them for fundraising. They also very open and they want to enlarge their activity in Siem Reap or in other province as well. So after that, I can introduce you some of their residents because they have many chapters. Yeah. And a Women International Group, I also belong to them, belong to this group. This group is the woman that that come to live in Cambodia. Their husband worked as the advisor to government or World Bank or embassy or corporate center. They come and join together for meeting, and also they have host a yearly event. It's called Christmas Fair. Christmas Fair is one of the biggest fair in Cambodia. And they host that event, they do fundraising and they support to local NGO social activity. And you can apply their fund in the group, in their website, on their website. And you can, if you come to Phnom Penh on Wednesday, just drop by and meet with them and network. And their membership fee is per year is only $30, and they don't require you to be there all the time. But at least you go to network with all women from, I think right now they have like 40 countries, and they have over like almost 200 members from every country, and they keep their activity ongoing, networking from women all over the world. And since 1996 until now, and they are quite a good quality network member. I joined many association, and I find Women International Group is a very good networking. And they also the member, many of them, they are retired also, but also some are young member, and some member, their husband, you can use the network from one to another to enlarge your network, WIG. And those network I'm belong to, some I'm not belong to, but I know member, because of one person, sometimes they join all network because each network they have different purpose and they just want to enlarge their network so we can get connected and get access to them. So this is, I think you cannot read, but I can share just this do and don't with Saipaul, so Saipaul can drop on the group chat. Is it okay? Let me check. Saipaul, I check. Just share about it.
Yeah, I already share in the group chat.
Yeah, and then you can look at it from your phone. This one is the tip that if you go to network during a networking event, I just want you to share. I just want to share this with you so that you can approach people in a way that you are not scared them off, or you look weird in front of them, and you do network more effective when you do two event. So we have do and don't for networking. So the do, try to approach people who are on their own, because some people, when you go to network, they chit chat in their group, and then you just suddenly go and cut their conversation. That is not a good way to do. But if you want to cut, you can just go and slowly join their team first, and then talk with them individually. Slowly you can talk to that person if you cannot just cut them right away, but join them in circle first. Don't just go and then approach him or her when they are in middle of the conversations. Some people, they do like that during networking, and a lot of people just go to network, spread out their name card. For me, when I go to networking, I just want to talk to few people that I find it, this is a very useful connection that I want to talk with. So I just be with few people only, because networking, you have only like few hours, 2 hours. So you cannot know everyone. You just get to know one or two people and then get them to remember you. And then you remember about them. That is enough already. I think some of you also use a LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a good networking platform. And they are very serious. They're having more serious people on the platform. They represent by professional business owner, and they are more. And you can easily know them from Facebook more to fun chit chat, but LinkedIn more to professional network. Add them to LinkedIn, or you want to add to Facebook, try to add them also, and add on social media and Telegram. So when you meet and then add them right away, text them right away so that they remember you. Don't wait to add after, even then they won't remember you. Try to get the opportunity to connect. Yeah. So if you want to do network with people, you have to be careful with your social media. Some people, they don't use social media as a way to present themselves, to sell themselves, or to show how professional you are. They more to hang out with friends, drink, and more casual activity rather than professional network. And you can show a little bit about your life, your work, fun, but not always like drama or look unprofessional on your social media, because people will judge you easily. They just look, scroll through your social media. They can know at least 50% about your life easily. And okay, the dawn on the networking. So this one, it changes your reputation and do more harm than good if you become overly persistent, trying to form a connection. If you are trying to get into someone's network, don't be overly aggressive. Be patient and professional. Some people, they just want to build network and they just want to don't take things slowly. they want to get connected, and they don't want to try to get to understand those people first before they start to talk professionally. You have to casual talk first, and then you start to talk about your NGO or your business later on. So like the way you present yourself online and offline should be consistent. Some people, they show off on online, but offline it's different. So just be you and be confident and be professional. So go to event, you have to know that event, what you expected from that event. You want to go to network with business people, you want to go to network with association, get funding, be prepared before you go to those events. And once you successfully made a contact, it's important to keep, like what I mentioned earlier, follow up and keep good relationship is very important. Not to meet and then you never talk 5 months later, 2 months later, then you talk to them, then they will not remember you. For those who are like brand new connection, yeah. So just keep in touch, follow up, and then get to know them more. Then they remember you, and also you remember them. When you meet a lot of people, if you don't keep consistent communication, for me, I also forget. So I have to keep good connection and then remember them individually and specifically for good relationship and good networking. Yeah, and that's all for today. And if you have any question or if I don't present it well, please let me know. Thank you.
So much, Lekna.
Yeah.
So what question do you have for that? Bill, you are on mute.
Yeah, getting it unmuted. I want to personally thank you for a very enlightening presentation. Last February, we had a workshop in Siem Reap, had 21 different NGOs come, 42 people. And networking was one of the important topics that we talked about. And you have just layered some really, really good ideas over the conversation we had there. And one of the points we talked about, and I think you have reinforced it very nicely, is that networking is a long game. It's not a short game, it's a long game.
Yeah.
And oftentimes what you do today may pay off 5 years from now, or what you gain today may come from somebody you met 3 years ago in a relationship that you built. So I'm very, very appreciative of your insights into networking. And if you will stop your screen share, then I will be able to see all the faces in the room again. And I'd love to, we're still seeing your screen. There we are. So I can see who's raising their hands, because I wouldn't be surprised, but what there's some questions here.
Oh, Sokchan is here. He can present about online digital networking. He's very expert in this area.
Well, I saw him come into the meeting. Before we do that, though, let's see if we have questions about the material that you presented first, and then we can talk about some of the online as well.
Yes, Madi, you have a question?
Yes, thank you so much, Bong Lakana, for doing the presentation for all of us. I think I'm very honored and I'm so happy, and I learned a lot from you that you share us about the networking and how important of the networking is. And my question is, the first one is, I want to know your phone number.
I'll stop in the group chat. You can add me into Telegram. So you know how to network already.
This is a good start.
Yes, good start. And another tip about go to event and networking. You have to groom it well, the way you present yourself, by dressing, grooming your hair, your style, your pose. Your smell also very important. This is a professional level, so I think everybody know that. But you have to first impression only. You have only 30 seconds to kill for the first impression. So you deal or not deal in the first 30 seconds. So make sure you dress it well. You know how to behave yourself, carry yourself, talk, and the way you pose. Yeah, and smelling. Your hair to toe, so they look at you on them. Another
thing
also.
Yeah, thank you. I had a question that's to add to what Madi wanna ask. Would you please just give us a little bit more information about how to get into the network or JCI or WIG?
WIG is easy. You come on Wednesday, just let me know. I will introduce you to the
not
board.
Me, just to a general audience.
General, yeah. Mostly they actually all the members are women. Some men they want to join also welcome, but mostly joined by women. And just come to the coffee chat on Wednesday. They have a coffee chat on at 10 a.m. Behind Selka, there is Temple Coffee. So we meet them, we meet everyone on every Wednesday and join as member first and then try to join as a committee member. When you join as committee member, when you join as the ex-com, then people know you better and they see how professional you are, and then you can do more and you can engage more with the member. Join as member casually will not give you much benefit, but depend on your time and depend on your commitment. Every association when you join, if you want to build network faster, join as the XCOM, the director, board director, or vice president, secretary, so you can show them more about yourself. Yeah. Thank you.
Bong, Madi,
continue your question.
JCI, yeah. JCI, if you want to join as member, just let me know. I will introduce you if you want to join JCI Siem Reap and JCI Phnom Penh, JCI Tua Phoc, Mekong. They have different projects, so I can guide you.
Yeah. Pisai from Women's Resource Center has her hand up, and I think she has a question. Pisai, you'll need to unmute yourself.
I will ask later, so let her ask first.
Hello.
Yeah, Bong, please.
Yeah, Akon Bong from Rapka Chai Rule. Thank you so much for sharing. These are also very interesting part as well. So my question is, as we are aware of, we are women and sometimes challenging with the time. So my personal question to you, how you manage your time to different network and
Yeah. Oh, actually networking is also exhausting. When you meet a lot of people and a lot of people know you, then you get really busy. So I manage my time online and offline. A lot of network, I keep in touch with them with Telegram, Facebook group, Facebook chat. So from time to time, you don't have to go and meet them. You can chat, keep chat with them, say hello, hi, how are you? And then you go visit them when there is a need. And meeting from time to time, and then from here and there. But make sure you just deal with them and know them individually, connect deeply. And when there is an event, try to join, try to show up, and try to network. Like Ivan Mansner, he said, it's not net sitting, it's not net eating, it's networking. So you have to work. And use online. Like after that, Mr. Sokchan, he will mention to you, use online tool to help you network better. Offline, you go to join event, you go to like ceremony to join their party. But online will keep you consistent communication with them, so it can save a lot of your time. So I use Telegram, I use WhatsApp, I use LinkedIn. I am on social media, many platforms, but mostly people nowadays, they use Facebook. It's their main activity. LinkedIn more professional, Facebook more casual. Friendship and chatting, you have to be present on all those online platforms, yeah, to help you save the time in keeping communication, keeping networking.
Thank you. I need to like hold the question for now. So since Sokchan is here, Sokchan, I really thank you so much for making your time. I know you just come out from the hospital. I wouldn't expect that you were to join right now, but since you are here, so you're welcome to whatever you could share us today. Please. And please start with introduce yourself, Sokchan, and then you could share if you have a slide presentation, or if not, it's fine. Just talk. It's okay too. Thank you.
Facebook ចឹងយើងអាចផលិតយកតែ3នឹង5គឺជាប្រព័ន្ធដែលថាមានថាយូសឺទាំងអស់នៅស្រុកខ្មែរគឺគាត់ប្រើប្រាស់ផ្លេតហ្វមនៃបណ្ដាញសង្គមដែរចឹងដូចជានៅក្នុងហ្វេសប៊ុកអញ្ចឹងគឺជាបណ្ដាញសង្គមមួយដែលមានប្រសិទ្ធភាពជាងអ៊ីនស្តាក្រាមប៉ុន្តែបណ្ដាញសង្គមបីខាងលើគឺហ្វេសប៊ុកទីកតុកហើយនិងយូធូបគឺជាច្រើនទីប្រើទៅលើសម្រាប់ការធ្វើប៊ីសិនិសឬក៏ធ្វើផលិតកម្មផ្សេងៗដូចជាទូរទស្សន៍ឬវិទ្យុ ពីលឿនមែនតើពេលខ្លះយើងច្នៃលុយបង់ទៅតាមពលមានដែលល្អល្អហើយនឹងការដែលយើងផ្ដល់ពលមានទៅឲ្យអឌីនរបស់យើងវិញថាយើងចង់ផ្ដល់ពលមានអីទៅឲ្យពួកគាត់ដើម្បីឲ្យគាត់ទទួលបានគឺលឿនភាពជាមួយដែលយើងផ្សាយអីផ្សេងៗគឺយើងច្នៃច្រើនហើយវាធិតខាងហើយសម្រាប់ទី 2 គឺវាជួយសម្រាប់ការទំនាក់ទំនងទំនាក់ទំនងជាមិត្តភក្តិគ្រួសារការងារគឺវាទូលំទូលាយមានថាបងប្អូនអីផ្សេងៗនៅក្នុងក្រុមការងារយើងអាចធ្វើការឆ្លង ឆ្លាតគ្នាបានទាំងក្នុងប្រទេសក្រៅប្រទេសគឺនៅកន្លែងផ្សេងៗរបស់គឺយើងព្រួលអញ្ចឹងគឺវាលឿនមែនទែនហើយវាសម្រួលបានច្រើនយើងអាចជំរុញវាជួយយើងបានច្រើនសម្រាប់ការទំនាក់ទំនងទាំងការងារទាំងផ្នែកសំណងរបស់យើងហើយសម្រាប់ទី 3 នោះគឺសម្រាប់ អ្នកដែលគាត់ចាប់ដើមអាជីវកម្មជាមួយនឹងបណ្ដាញសង្គមឬក៏ហៅថា អ្នកខ្លះគាត់អត់មានដើមទុនច្រើនទេមានដើមទុនមកពាន់ពីរពាន់បីពាន់ប្រាំពាន់ឬមួយម៉ឺនអញ្ចឹងគឺគាត់ចាប់ដើមអញ្ចឹងគាត់ចាប់ដើមទៅគឺងាយស្រួលសម្រាប់គាត់ទី1គាត់ច្នៃពេលវេលាដោយសារការចាប់ដើមអាជីវកម្មជាមួយបណ្ដាញសង្គមយើងគាត់ថាយើងច្នៃយើងគាត់ប្រកាសផេកមួយយើងរៀបចំហើយយើងរៀបចំ ប្រព័ន្ធសេវាកម្មរបស់យើងរីកឌីហើយអញ្ចឹងគឺយើងរ៉ានទៅបានលឿនឧទាហរណ៍មួយមានថាបើយើងចង់ចាប់ដើមអាជីវកម្មឬសកម្មភាពផ្ទាល់មួយអឲ្យមនុស្សមកព័ន្ធអ្នកឃើញអញ្ចឹងបើយើងក្រៅពីបណ្ដាញសង្គមយើងឃើញអត់ចេញទេបើបណ្ដាញសង្គមយើងមានតែមើលរលាពីរលាយើងអាចឲ្យមនុស្សមកព័ន្ធពីព័ន្ធអ្នកមើលឃើញអញ្ចឹងកន្លែងនេះគឺវាស្រួលមានន័យថាវាបើកឱកាសឲ្យមនុស្សច្រើនគ្នាដែលអាចចាប់ដើមបាន វាមិនដូចពីមុនពីមុនដែលអត់មានបណ្ដាញសង្គមគឺយើងផ្សាយទៅលើប្រព័ន្ធផ្សព្វផ្សាយផ្សេងៗដូចជាទូរទស្សន៍វិទ្យុអញ្ចឹងមានថាអ្នកដែលគាត់អត់មានដើមទុនអត់មានប័ណ្ណចិត្តសម្រាប់ផ្សព្វផ្សាយទីផ្សារគឺគាត់ពិបាកអញ្ចឹងគាត់ត្រូវមានប័ណ្ណចិត្តអាចចូលដល់ម៉ឺនដុល្លារដើម្បីអាចផ្សព្វផ្សាយទៅលើបណ្ដាញផ្សព្វផ្សាយរបស់បានគឺដូចជាទូរទស្សន៍វិទ្យុថ្លៃអញ្ចឹងបច្ចុប្បន្ននេះគឺយើងមានចាប់ព ងថ្ងៃនេះដែលចាប់ដើមអាជីវកម្មថ្មីថ្មីសម្រាប់ស្រុកខ្មែរយើងហើយរយៈពេល5ឆ្នាំចុងក្រោយនេះគឺផ្លាស់ប្ដូរច្រើនមានថាធ្វើឲ្យចរន្តធ្វើឲ្យអាជីវភាពរបស់ពួកគាត់គឺកែប្រែច្រើនអញ្ចឹងអាជីវកម្មគឺជួយបានច្រើនមែនទែនហើយមួយទៀតសម្រាប់ personal branding អញ្ចឹងពីមុនមកពីច្រើនយើងស្គាល់តអ្នកសិល្បៈអ្នកអីមានថាការមនុស្សដែលល្បីល្បីស្គាល់តអ្នកសិល្បៈក្នុងរបងសិល្បៈស្គាល់តអ្នកការសកស្រាយការចាក់ផ្សាយនៅតាមទូរទស្សន៍ប៉ុន្តែមកបច្ចុប្បន្ននេះអ្នកដែលគាត់មានទេពកោសល្យអ្នកដែលគាត់មានជំនាញអ្វីមួយគាត់ចង់ branding ចង់បង្ហាញពីចំណុចខ្លាំងរបស់គាត់ហ្នឹងទៅឲ្យ audience របស់គាត់ឃើញគឺគាត់អាចធ្វើបានអញ្ចឹងគឺបច្ចុប្បន្ននេះគឺមានច្រើនមានថាគឺអ្នកដែលគាត់មាន talent គឺគាត់ចាប់ដើមចេញធ្វើវីដេអូធ្វើ content ផ្សេងៗដើម្បីផ្សព្វផ្សាយពីខ្លួនគាត់ពលរដ្ឋគាត់ល្បីអញ្ចឹងនៅពេលពួកគាត់ល្បីគឺគាត់ក៏បានមានយើងជីវភាពគាត់ក៏កែប្រែតាមនឹងដែរមានថាគាត់អាចក្លាយជា influencer ទៅធ្វើជាអ្នកផ្សព្វផ្សាយឲ្យក្រុមហ៊ុនពីផលិតផលសេវាកម្មអីផ្សេងៗជាដើមអញ្ចឹងទាំងនឹងហើយគឺជាឥទ្ធិពលនៃ social media ដែលវាជួយដល់ប្រជាជនយើងច្រើនសម្រាប់ខ្មែរគឺការកែច្រើន ហើយសម្រាប់ខ្ញុំអ្នកនៅក្នុងវិស័យហ្នឹងខ្ញុំគិតថាបើអត់មាន social media ទេខ្ញុំគិតថាប្រជាជនខ្មែរយើងរយៈពេល5ឆ្នាំចុងក្រោយខ្ញុំគិតថាមិនទៅជា grow លឿនខ្លាំងគាត់ថាដោយសារខ្ញុំសង្កេតពេលដែលខ្ញុំ support ទៅលើ technical មួយចំនួនកំឡុងពេលណាមួយដែលបណ្ដាញសង្គមមានបញ្ហា error system អីចឹងគឺប៉ះពាល់ច្រើនលើការលក់អីចឹងបាទអញ្ចឹងបើពេលវារលូនទៅគឺការលក់គឺល្អអញ្ចឹងខ្ញុំគិតថាបណ្ដាញសង្គមគឺដើរតួសំខាន់ខ្លាំងមែនទែនសម្រាប់ជួយទាំងការធ្វើអាជីវកម្មឬក៏ការងារអីផ្សេងៗតែប្រទេសខ្មែរយើងហើយមិនថាតែខ្មែរយើងគឺប្រទេសផ្សេងផ្សេងហើយមួយចំនួនមាន client ខ្ញុំមួយចំនួនដែលគាត់ជាគាត់មានផលិតផលនាំចេញទៅក្រៅអីគឺយើងអាចសបស្ាយទៅចាប់នេះតំណាងឬក៏អ្នកចែកចាយនៅប្រទេសក្រៅប្រទេសបានទៀតអញ្ចឹងគឺងាយស្រួលពេលខ្លះបើយើងចង់ទៅទំនងនាំផលិតផលចេញទៅក្រៅអីគឺពេលខ្លះពិបាកដល់យើងមានទំនង network អីផ្សេងផ្សេងអានោះបើយើងប្រើបណ្ដាញសង្គមសបស្ាយទៅគឺយើងអាចចាប់បានអ្នកចែកចាយនៅក្រៅប្រទេសបានច្រើនដូចគ្នាហើយវាលឿនទៀតពេលខ្លះអាហ្នឹងយើងធ្វើតាមរយៈដែលយើងមិនមានស្គាល់បណ្ដាញអញ្ចឹងយើងអាចធ្វើបានអញ្ចឹងគឺវាជួយច្រើនមិនថាជួយទាំងការដែលយើងធ្វើអាជីវកម្មនៅក្នុងស្រុកហើយនៅទៅក្រៅស្រុកក៏យើងអាចធ្វើបានអញ្ចឹងនេះខ្ញុំគ្រាន់សង្ខេបព្រោះទោះតែប៉ុណ្ណឹងទាក់ទងនឹងអត្ថប្រយោជន៍ពីសារៈសំខាន់នៃអត្ថប្រយោជន៍នៃបណ្ដាញសង្គមហើយខ្ញុំចង់ឲ្យបងប្អូនយើងទាំងអស់បើអាចមានអ្វីដែលពិសេសហើយបងប្អូនគួរតែប្រើវាដើម្បីបង្ហាញដើម្បីយកប្រយោជន៍ពីបណ្ដាញសង្គមបើថាជំនាញអីមួយឬក៏ផលិតផលសេវាកម្មអីមួយបងប្អូនលុបវាឲ្យខ្លាំងបន្តិចទៅខ្ញុំគិតថានឹងជោគជ័យដោយសារអតិជនខ្ញុំខ្លះខ្ញុំកាន់ខ្ញុំជួយ support គាត់7 8ឆ្នាំមកគាត់ចេញពីអ្នកមិនល្បីចេញពីអ្នកតូចតាចដូចគ្នាបន្តមកឡើយនេះមានអតិជនខ្លះគាត់ channel គាត់ខ្លាំងមានថាអ្នក profit គាត់មួយខែ50,000 ដុល្លារក៏មានដែរអញ្ចឹងព្រោះគាត់លក់មួយថ្ងៃយូរតែមួយថ្ងៃលើសពី1,000កញ្ចប់អីបានគាត់អញ្ចឹងគឺគាត់លក់ខ្លាំងព្រោះគាត់ថាអាការធ្វើហ្នឹងវាអាស្រ័យលើបុគ្គលរៀនខ្លួនដែរអ្នកដែលគាត់មានទឹកសល់ឆ្លាតវៃហើយពួកតំការអភិវឌ្ឍរៀនអីបន្ថែមទៀតគឺអាហ្នឹងលទ្ធផលទៅតាមហ្នឹងគាត់ថាវាជួយបានច្រើនហើយខ្ញុំសូមចូលរួមពីនេះទៅថ្មីថ្មីនេះវាមានបញ្ហារវាងក្រុមហ៊ុន Facebook ហើយនឹងរដ្ឋាភិបាលខ្ញុំគិតថាបើការបាត់ហ្នឹងខ្ញុំគិតថាវាអាចប៉ះពាល់ច្រើនប៉ុន្តែយើងល្អដែរដោយសាររដ្ឋាភិបាលគាត់អត់បាត់ដែរគាត់សិក្សាពីផលប៉ះពាល់ហ្នឹងគឺគាត់គាត់ថាបាត់តែទំព័ររបស់គាត់ប៉ុន្តែសម្រាប់ប្រជាជនគឺឲ្យលប្រាដដែលបើបាត់ទៅគឺការប៉ះគឺប៉ះពាល់កាន់តែខ្លាំងមែនទែនព្រោះដោយសារអ្វីដែលខ្ញុំមើលឃើញព្រោះខ្ញុំក៏អ្នកជា run app នៅលើ TikTok ដែរដល់សម្រាប់បណ្ដាញសង្គមពីរដែលសំខាន់ក៏ថ្ងៃដែលពីច្រើនពីជុំខ្វាយយើង run app សម្រាប់ business គឺ Facebook និង TikTok ហើយសម្រាប់ YouTube Google run តិចទៅតាមតែ brand ធំធំហ្នឹងអញ្ចឹង Facebook TikTok វាបើប្រតិភពនៅតែចាញ់ Facebook ឡើយដោយសារ Facebook គឺវាមកមុនហើយ user ដែល real គឺនៅលើ TikTok ច្រើននៅលើ Facebook ច្រើនបើសម្រាប់ TikTok យើងបានតែ branding បើសម្រាប់ការលក់វិញយើងអត់ទៅមានប្រសិទ្ធភាពដោយសារ user ភាគច្រើនជា new generation ភាគច្រើនគាត់ under 20 years old មានថាអាយុក្រោម20ភាគច្រើន user អញ្ចឹងសម្រាប់នៅស្រុកខ្មែរយើងគាត់វ័យប៉ុណ្ណឹងគាត់មិនតាន់ជាវ័យមួយ full transition នៅក្នុង operation daily life ប្រហែលនេះជាច្រើនគាត់នៅក្មេងៗអត់ស្គាល់សូមមានអា financial freedom ក្នុងការចាយវាអញ្ចឹងអញ្ចឹងគឺអត់ទៅបានលទ្ធផលហ្មងយើងបានតែ branding ប៉ុន្តែបើ Facebook គឺវាប្រសិទ្ធភាពជាងអញ្ចឹង TikTok វាអត់តជំនួស Facebook បាននៅតែខ្មៃខ្ញុំគិតថាអត់តជំនួសបានបានថាយើងអាចធ្វើទៅទាំងពីរធំគ្នាអញ្ចឹងទៅនៅពេលផ្សព្វផ្សាយសិនបើថាឲ្យវាប្រសិទ្ធភាពគឺនៅអត់ន Facebook ទេបើគាត់ទៅមុខទៅ user ទាំងអស់ហ្នឹងគាត់ដល់វ័យមួយដែលគាត់មាន income អីខ្លាំងខ្លាទៅក៏វាអាចមានប្រសិទ្ធភាពដូចគ្នាគាត់នៅវាតម្រូវខុសគ្នា ប៉ុន្តែសម្រាប់ក្រុមហ៊ុនគេនឹង update system update function មួយចំនួនយើងត្រូវប្រើព្រោះបច្ចុប្បន្ននេះ TikTok ឃើញ update ច្រើនដូចថាបច្ចេកវិទ្យាអាច copy គ្នាបានលឿនអញ្ចឹងវាតាមមកទៅគឺវាអាចមានប្រសិទ្ធភាពបើគាត់ថាអាចផ្ទុះ2ទៅ3ឆ្នាំទៀតបើអាចគឺមិនអាចថាប្រសិទ្ធភាពគឺប្រហាក់ប្រហែល Facebook ឡើងនេះបងប្អូនបងប្អូននេះគឺចំណុចអត់តាន់បានណានឹងប្រាប់ខ្ញុំព្រោះថាខ្ញុំរ៉ាន់អេតទៅគឺតែប្រសិទ្ធភាពទៅគឺវាខុសគ្នាយើងសម្រាប់ TikTok យើងអាចលក់បានសម្រាប់ផលិតផលដែលតម្លៃធូរធូរតម្លៃ5 6 7 ដុល្លារឬក៏10ដុល្លារចុះក្រោមដែលគឺយើងរ៉ាន់ទៅគឺយើងអាចលក់បានព្រោះគាត់ថានៅមានកម្រិតដុល្លារអញ្ចឹងសម្រាប់ខ្ញុំដូចជាមានតែប៉ុណ្្នឹងដូចថាអ្នកថាដូចជាដល់ពេលបងប្អូនអញ្ចឹងបានជាសំណួរច្រើនជាងដោយសារវាអានេះជាបច្ចេកទេសច្រើនជាងមានថាវាជាខនសាប់ហ្នឹងវាតិចតួចបច្ចេកទេសច្រើនហើយបើសម្រាប់ការងារខ្ញុំហ្នឹងគឺខ្ញុំរៀបជា flow រៀបជា flow ហើយខ្ញុំ support ទៅអញ្ចឹងណាអញ្ចឹងសម្រាប់ការងារខ្ញុំអត់ទៅប្រកែងនិយាយមែនទេច្រើនធ្វើច្រើនជាងអញ្ចឹងមានសំណុំអីចង់ទៅទូទៅឲ្យខ្ញុំប្រាប់ទៅចំចំជាងទៅពេលខ្ញុំទៅវាអាចថាវាគ្រាន់ជាបើកបន្តិចបន្តួចឲ្យវាចំទៅនេះចា
ដល់អ្នកទាំងអស់គ្នាចាយើងក៏បានផ្ញើជាលេខទូរស័ព្ទទៅអ្នកទាំងទៅខាងក្រុមការងាររបស់សុចាន់ដែរបើសិនជាយើងមានបញ្ហាអីតាក់ទងនឹង technology ដែរយើងគិតថាចង់មានការប្រឹក្សាយោបល់អីផ្សេងៗអាហ្នឹងក៏យើងអាចតាក់ទងទៅអញ្ចឹងហើយចូលហ៊ានបន្តទៅអ្នកទាំងអស់គ្នាមានជាសំណួរអីផ្សេងៗសម្រាប់ទៅសុចាន់មិញអត់ចា៎
Good morning. I am Deng Seng speaking. Thanks again. Recently, I'm really concerned about government in Cambodian government regarding to the social media. And like Prime Minister Hun Sen mentioned that he already kicked off letter for 22 people. That went to Cambodia, and I can see because he seemed that Facebook might not may longer based on the scenario of his decision, which is that he already dropped his page in the Facebook one, and he already, you know, like people who working in Cambodia Facebook company and ask them to leave our country for the 8 hours. So here is a not good trend for Cambodian. It might be more longer. I think that no Facebook company and allow. I'm really concerned about the freedom of you know, like speech regarding to democracy, and also, you know, like high effect to NGO. We don't do a boot like a company. We just sharing our work, what we do and share to people. And one more thing that we don't make any profit, and the world in Cambodia, it seems like they don't care about the NGO, the government in Cambodia. If you compare to nearby country, that the government fund the NGO, but Cambodian government, it seemed like they don't want to have the NGO in country. And
I think it's a bit off topic. I'm sorry to cut because we don't have much time. The thing is, what we're trying to say here is an opportunity for how we in this network benefit from social medias and networking. So basically we can use online networking and what platform that is most popular in Cambodia and how you could boost your business. So basically here it's a matter of getting yourself out there. So it's a matter of any of us here interested of using social network on social media to actually present yourself better, and which platform or where offline and online you should present yourself. So if people don't see us, then like they don't know that we exist. That's the point here. And also many of our partners here also trying to do some social business because we know that funding is constrained. Maybe you haven't get any funding from the government, but some of our partner NGO here got funding from government and companies. So as Pepis has shares here that they actually got some funding for UIG as well. That's such a good thing. So if some other people interested in getting funding from Cambodian like business, or company or like government and such. So maybe we can chit chat offline as well. So mm-hmm. I'm really thankful for what Sukjan is actually sharing us here. And also for more detail of how we could present our business or industries online, you can connect with Sukjan for more detail and offline can talk to me or Lakana in the futures as well. I think I really want to like stop the discussion about it here, and then we can also change to the next topics because our timing is a bit constrained. Sorry, and thank you everyone for your participations. And if any, I want like maybe last question, if anything related to networking offline and online. Thank you.
Nhâm xong xua mà sầm nua. Sư tây bông sắc chan nhâm rất bị khang thể thức đồng bạch bóng từ. Tệ tôn nâng bởi dương priếp thiệp từ xa bộ dương phía chán chỉ NGO, chỉ community service. Chẳng bởi priếp thiệp platform rồi viên Facebook hay nâng đôi TikTok và lấy đôi kìm mưu tờ đăng chán. Ta bởi sất tập hiệp này ca pra dương mơ tớ mạch đại anh dạy bàn thà nà mùi bùm. Mà dạy bê môn ní Facebook we đôi chỉ miễn phanh ha chả ra miễn restriction chả ra chun cá dân poster ở sâu rich kê dân vô page mà share có ở sâu rich kê chắc là nắng bây giờ tiếp theo platform pi nắng mày đây
bạn bờ công nghệ nhóm là nhưng mình thầm mình ở bờ pra bảy tấc như là thì mỗi người bờ pra Facebook thì phí bờ pra TikTok thì bảy pra YouTube chẳng là platform bay nắng bờ chia tầm rộng để nhóm phơi tập hợp nếu cứ nhóm online thì mỗi mình hai tập cho TikTok nó cho một YouTube bán cho Facebook quạt màn tận lâu thì Facebook tìm được cho TikTok cho YouTube bỏ quạt màn chẳng cứ nhóm link thì được thôi chẳng chẳng mình hai cứ về riêng rõ ở kia là bình thường mà chẳng như chui á tại sao mình hai dùng Prime mà platform cứ như mình ta hai dùng sở nắng với tầm mũi mình hai dùng phong lên Facebook mình hai bằng phong lên Facebook mới cho chẳng mình hay là Facebook hay bao nhiêu đọc hay không lâu chẳng người ban ở mặt hay ví dụ chẳng như video chẳng là bao ở vô video nó tập lên TikTok bao nhiêu là thèm hay không lâu chẳng ai người ban mà anh ban tha thèm một ví dụ chẳng là một YouTube bao nhiêu đọc ở mặt hay subscribe người ban còn mà anh tha ban thèm hỏi ví dụ như thế chẳng chẳng mình tha việc xong thì mình hay ví dụ từ off bay nước bóng người ăn bị chán nữa để xa mình hay user nó TikTok user để khơi nó lên Facebook hay user để khơi nó lên TikTok rồi nó lên YouTube vì ai học nền mình hay user ai học nền chắc cứ việc bậc can mình hay can là user đó nhưng mình hay dùng bậc can phải nên mình hay lại khơi bàn tràn chứ bữa tối nay mình bong tràn tầm muối học lên Facebook tầm muối cứ khơi tầm bàn này chắc mình hay là bong học lên Facebook mình khơi xem thì chắc user về mình user tầm muối user xem của nó viên random á chắc là bong tràn chứ mình chỉ này hay mới
trong xong cảnh thì anh đang ban đi thay dương vô video rồi gọi vô post phó dương vô từ repost rồi gọi dương share link về từ platform
mùi tiệm thì tức là nhóm đi cảm ơn nó bong phóng tên một đoàn bản thay nó phê để bong nó thật là bong phóng nó YouTube phóng YouTube hết bong phóng là vô nó phê bong vô video original nó phóng là page bong phóng là copy link để bong phóng nó YouTube đặt nó khách sân bong Facebook đó của bong cũng xìa bởi xìa cứ bởi trẻ áo để các platform lấy những bao tiền YouTube và Facebook lưu tiền YouTube và TikTok và đó cứ bị auto chạy rồi từ xưa thì tích chọn một Facebook đó thì chọn platform đó nó cứ very common ở những phần original lên platform bảo vệ bán việc tự chạy thế còn bạn tha đầm bay ở bóng ban đầm bay ở YouTube ví dụ ban link từ lơ hay bảo bóng xanh xanh tiếp social media bảo bóng xanh tiếp cứ bóng join link mình đặt bóng phong lên Facebook bóng join link để bóng phong video nó không YouTube dùng mà đặt nó không thật thân đây mà hay là TikTok đặt đại mà chẳng mình ha dù mới về là mơ lên Facebook chứ còn hơn caption bọn dân nên link ấy còn anh chơi tấn còn mơ hơn qua là tôi qua bọn dân lên TikTok rồi lên thuộc tiền tấn nó như trên này
bà ok
bây giờ bọn bọn mình tụi nó cái đấy mình cho ban tụi nó chờ nó ra tụi nó nhưng xoáy tất thử chiên này nhưng vậy chẳng vậy cái này vậy thử cho bọn bọn
sau đây bạn sẽ chăn nhân xâm số sầm nấu muối, tôi hàng ba tỷ sọt và bong ta ở bong cái thay khang vì sai anh chỗ miền cao của một cho là này thấy bong nơi tam của quan social media đôi chia Facebook rồi có TikTok đó bong.
Và ba tờ miền đôi miền thì còn thay ở đây là vì sai anh chỗ vì mình tâu chờn đôi giờ vì sai đi xuống đây chúng ta đi xuống đây hút tràn mình học kỹ chỗ gặp và gặp phải nghèo đi xuống đây hút tràn còn anh chị ôm miền được nè tiền thì mẹ sọc máy tiền thì mẹ bò tới từ miền chứ nhưng một thứ hai mùa là được dừng một thì còn theo hai mùa cho thấy cứ con ở ngãi con ở cái khu từ lơ à khu phong mình đi còn đạm mò miền tây vẫn cũng đạm thấp cứ chỉ chuẩn những trọng đam trending từ mỏ thì to kia mình cần to kia đánh có chỉ hạn một mà còn hai tập khán ở quay đây chỉ một tháng cứ dừng một cái imagine từ là content này thằng phơi này thường mấy đồng bay ở miền tây miền cao thực chất to to này chẳng á anh nói cứ chậm lại lần
nhưng
bay đặc biệt khéo này thằng khéo còn miền chờ để cái phần tracing chờ một đây yeah xong đặt
phần tracing rồi nhưng cái từ lớn thay bây giờ nhưng prati tóc với nghi xuống ca share bóng chúng ta ai chôn thôi thôi cất vô chia benefit xong đặt quạt á cất thôi chia tracing phần này chúng ta
nên vì
anh
miền tây hà rồi có dương anh nên anh đừng bị vận nặng thế không anh đang mưa tầm hiệp tầm rộng nơi TikTok với Facebook miền tầm nọ màu trắng cứ tăng thì cao cho còn mình hai dân trong ao ở nền đồn nền đến cứ quạt ai đồn nền tam giờ vì giá cao đấy ban lên thêm một lần Facebook từ miền thấy em chụp một con bò anh chị ông bò hiệu bàn còn bởi TikTok địa phương mình còn hay những bạn ai trẻ đính hay dân mình hay những đặt lên là thật tân những tầng ta ở miền đồn nét còn ai ở mơ khơi lên là thật tân các bạn tại công viên đó còn bởi Facebook mình là hôm đó cắt ô tô đi cả cả mà thế phân hệ tự chơi ở phần mình hay những phần tiền lên Facebook tiền lên TikTok lên YouTube tới thì dân bạn sẽ chờ thế còn đấy mọi người đều biết đo ở ao free loca ra là bay ban từ nhau chứ dân học platform này không nên user sửa chẳng đó cứ ban từ dụng trang form kia nên lại qua trang mà
yeah ok con mà
thank you so much that's wonderful Bill do you have any words or last questions
yeah I wanted to just ask Lincoln Hobb One more question. When you're talking about networking and you meet so many people, and it is called networking for a reason, there's a lot of information being exchanged. And I know with my aging brain and aging memory, trying to remember everything from all the people I meet, what sort of a database or a customer relationship management tools do you use for keeping track of all your networking?
Actually, I'm just using my phone on the iPhone, but I classify by institution. For example, like if I meet those people at BNI, I will put BNI, Mr. ABC. Mm-hmm. If I meet them at JCI, I put JCI and then Mr. ABC. Or I meet them at the U.S. Embassy, I put U.S. Embassy and then ABC. And then on the phone, you have a remark or note, so I know about them where I meet. And some people I take picture and I put on profile because I start to having more and more people I forget, so I take picture and I put in the profile on the phone.
So the contacts portion of the iPhone works well for you for that?
Yeah. I can manage that with the contact and also through social media. I can keep in touch with them, Telegram and Facebook.
Wonderful. Thank you. Yeah. So Paul, we're running a little later than we usually do, but I could tell by the interest that it was an important topic, and this may be something we want to come back and revisit.
Exactly. Sokchan, he has some other requests to do more presentation. Sokchan.
Yeah, I can see the need for that very much, and it's. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear all of Sokan's presentation, or couldn't. I could hear it, I just couldn't understand it, because I need to learn some of this stuff too. So Paul and I have this very same issues with our Southeast Asia Foundation. We need more exposure, the more the better. And we're using Facebook and Instagram, and you know, we've generated more than 500 new leads with that in the last year. But we still need to network. It's really the name of the game. So we'd love to get you two back. And so Chan, I'd love to hear you speak a little English if you can, so that I could learn a little bit as well. So next time. So I'm going to stop the recording at this point with great appreciation for your presentation.